After her son's injury, fashion designer offers parents advice on e-bikes. Hard no. Skylar Berman, the 13-year-old son of fashion designer Rachel Zoe, is recovering after being seriously injured in an e-bike accident. Zoe, 53, took to Instagram on Saturday to share an update on her eldest son, who turns 14 this month. Update: a badly lacerated kidney, a ton of pain, and a shattered mom. She wrote in a since-expired Instagram story, the television personality, who rose to fame in the mid-2000s as a celebrity stylist, issued a stark warning to fellow parents about the dangers of electric bicycles. Unable to laugh or sneeze, and 100 tests later, we are still here, and I know how much worse this could have been, but to all the parents about to cave on the e-bike, do not, she penned. Sky will not be on one for as long as I have a say in his life. Hard no. Also, thank you to the best doctors and nurses that do this miracle work 24/7. You are the heroes. Earlier in the day, Zoe shared that her teenage son had been receiving care in the emergency room for 9 hours. For any parent deciding if they should get an e-bike for their child, do not, she wrote via her Instagram stories per people. I did not, and I am a hard no, but Sky was on one. Whoever is being begged by a child to get one, hard a no. The Epoch Times reached out to Zoe's representative for an additional update. However, a response was not received by publication time. Electric bike accidents have been on the rise in recent years, according to findings published last year in the journal JAMA Surgery. The February 2024 study found that e-bicycle injuries increased 30-fold from 2017 to 2022. During that 5-year span, hospitalizations related to e-bike injuries surged 43-fold. Adults between the ages of 18 and 24 saw a marked decrease in total injuries, down 33% during the same period. However, injuries among children rose by 13%. Ski lift accident. Zoe welcomed Skylar in March 2011 with her estranged husband, entrepreneur Roger Berman. The former couple, who were married for 26 years, also have an 11-year-old son named Caius. In December 2020, Skylar was rushed to the emergency room after falling 40 feet from a ski lift while vacationing with his family in Aspen, Colorado. After experiencing an actual miracle, Sky is almost 100% back to himself after falling 40 feet from a ski lift less than 48 hours ago, Zoe shared via Instagram on December 22, 2020. Both Skylar and I have endless gratitude for your prayers and kindness, and we will never forget it. Sky is the bravest little soul that was indeed saved by an angel, she added in part. To all the parents, please, please hug your babies of any age extra tight from us today. Thank you again for your love. We truly feel it so deeply. Zoe and Berman discussed their son's fall during a July 2021 episode of their podcast, Works for Us. The show was rebranded to Climbing in Heels with Rachel Zoe in the fall of 2022. During the episode, Zoe, who was not present when her son fell, described the incident as being one of the scariest days she and Berman had ever experienced as parents. The father of two recounted the harrowing ordeal in depth, explaining that Skylar, then 9 years old, had fallen while trying to sit down on an incoming ski lift. Berman and his ski instructor, Scott, managed to grab Skylar by the arms, but were ultimately forced to let go after his clothing began to ride up on his neck, strangling him. And that was it, and we just watched him fall, Berman recalled, noting that he had seen a mat on the ground below. Zoe credited Luis Illanes, an Aspen local, for quickly moving the pad in place to help cushion Skylar's fall. I want to just say that the fact that he's here today all in one piece and perfectly healthy is largely in part to who I will always refer to as our hero who's joining us for this episode, Luis Illanes, the New York Times bestselling author said. We are so grateful in so many ways.